film sucks. Indie film sucks. It's the Indie Film Sucks podcast. Yeah.
Coming at you from the mean streets of St. Louis, from a basement on South Broadway, the Indie Film Sucks podcast. Because indie film is awesome.
Awesome. Not so bad this week, huh, boys?
No.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. What are we cheersing for? Oh, by the way, I'm Mackie.
Chris Grega.
I'm Brock Roberts.
Welcome to the Indie Film Sucks podcast, where we talk about the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
Yeah, something like that.
Episode number 50. Here's the number 50.
Number 50.
Let's drink again.
Yeah.
That's smooth.
Lots of
flavor. Man, I don't think I got enough.
That is smooth.
I got the bottle.
Oh, you got the bottle over there?
I got the bottle right over here, brother. I got you.
Well, number 50, guys. You want to talk about that a little bit? We got some hardware on the table. Man, we're celebrating a lot tonight.
We are.
This is pretty awesome.
This is a milestone,
this
fellas.
This is a milestone for us. It is. So let's take a walk down memory lane a little bit.
Let's do.
Talk okay. about the podcast, how we got started a little bit. Maybe take about 10 minutes. Then we'll dive into these... really solid pieces of hardware here you guys won. That's freaking awesome.
Oh, you could.
And you could kill somebody with that if you really needed to.
You could kill somebody with it.
I mean, that'd be the start of another film.
Could be.
No, anyway, so podcast, right? 50. I don't know if we thought we'd make it to 50. We keep doing them. 116 subscribers.
I don't know what we're at now. The number could have grown.
Okay.
We're working on that.
Yeah, so.
Well, last episode, I said if we get 10,000 likes, I will light myself on fire.
Just missed it.
Didn't happen.
I'm still unburned.
Didn't happen.
Just missed it.
Don't return that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But keep it around just in case. No, so we're driving around in the car, right? We're thinking about ideas on how to promote Red Knight.
Yes.
And we're thinking about how to build a brand.
Yes.
Thinking about what the next steps are for this big company called 88 Millimeter Productions.
Yes, yes.
Huge company.
And, you know, things hadn't hit yet, right? We hadn't gone, talked about, the film was in the can.
We were coming back from seeing Jeff.
From seeing Jeff, our editor. And we were kicking around ideas, and you and I started joking around about what we could possibly do it. And we started doing voices and having ideas, and you're like, what do you think about a podcast? It's like, all right. So we call Brock up, and... Brock's just like...
Brock thought it was a terrible idea.
Brock goes, I don't want to be a podcaster.
And I still don't.
I think...
I like doing it.
I know, me too. Yeah. Right. You see the benefit of it.
Yeah.
Right.
I get to drink with some buddies really? Every now and
then. Hey, here
you go. There's a benefit?
Exactly.
It is later. You'll find out later.
I get you. There's a grind behind it, right? That's what I see too. And now that we're in it, you know... 50 seems like a lot, but we started out with our history of 88 millimeter, talking about our films, and we got into everything from, you know, talking about the formula a couple weeks ago to, but I think the biggest impact, if we look back on the 50, is the guests.
Yes.
I think that was a wonderful addition to this. I don't know if you guys want to talk about favorite guests or something like that, and then we can, you know, move on.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite. I like them all.
Okay.
But no, they're all pretty cool guests. I love getting introduced to new people, especially in the industry, you know. We learn a little bit from them. They learn a little bit from us. We find out about their projects. We go to their projects, their films when we can see them or some of their online things, and they come and support us too. So it's a family. We're expanding.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about, really. That's why I decided that I was down with this, because I knew it'd create something if we kept at it. And, you know, this is only our 50th one. And, you know, there's lots of podcasts out there, and they're into hundreds or thousands, and they sound smooth. But they've all said at the beginnings, man, they sucked. You know, how bad they sucked and all.
Here's to still sucking.
Hey! We're still learning.
It's a double sucking and an extra clink.
You need another one already, Greg. I know. You're pounding in it.
Well, I'm going real slow tonight.
But anyway, you're right, Mackie. I wasn't really down with it at the beginning, but you guys sold me on it, because it couldn't harm us at all. It could only help 88mm and Red Knight and possibly other filmmakers. So that was really cool after we looked at it that way.
Yeah. What about you, Gregor? Because you're the one who really said that we, guests are kind of you know, draw us into it, you know, and that kind of stuff, and allow us to connect more. Because we always talk about connecting more in the community. So what was your, favorite part about bringing in guests, connecting with people? Because you're making cold calls to some of these people.
To some of them, yeah. I mean, my favorite part is reaching out to people that I either didn't know at all or didn't know that well and getting them to come on the show. We're all filmmakers, and we're all basically trying to do the same thing. And we're all, you know, some people are a little bit up here, some people are a little bit down here, but we're all more or less in the same space, roughly at the same level. And it's good to see, you know, people respond to that.
And I don't think there's been many people that haven't either got back to you or said no outright, right? They're meeting over at a place on Broadway, in a basement, literally.
Yeah.
In a basement on Broadway, sometimes at 9 o'clock at night, sometimes going a little late.
Well, it's... now we have people asking to come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so it's
not. We will be doing more of that. We're going to have some more guests on here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, you know, everything like anything else takes time. Now, there was only one filmmaker, and this was a person I didn't know at all who never responded. Everyone else I've reached out to has responded with yes.
Yeah, and we got people waiting, like Brock just said, that either request to be on or want to be on. Or, and I just thought that was a very, from what we thought originally when we started doing this to where we got and doing the guests, I think it's come a long way and evolved. And you're right, Brock. Some of these are just brutal. If we go back and listen.
Yeah, we want to keep doing this and getting more guests on because we want more people to learn about their journey. And, you know, if somebody made a mistake and wants to tell us about it, not to do it, or if they found a little... niche for themselves that could help somebody else out. We really want to get that out into the world, help each other out.
I agree. Well, here's the 50 more.
Here we go.
Thanks for the day.
I'm glad I brought the bottle down.
Exactly. Well. So appreciate everybody listening. Go back, listen to some of our older stuff. Send us a comment. Let us know what you think. But we're hopefully getting better. We do get some feedback.
We do. Very, so, very little. But yes.
We absolutely appreciate that. And you can't hurt our feelings because it can only make us better. So let's.
Wow, that's some deep stuff.
Well, you know, man, I'm all about this.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the other thing that's on the table here, not just the 50, is this hardware here.
Oh.
Who wants to talk about that? Because that's not something new for us. What's going on there?
Well, I say Gregor should introduce what we did, what this is all about, and then we can go into the individual stuff.
Sure. Okay, so this was for a local festival called the Always Late TV Movie Awards.
All right.
And I knew about the festival from last year. I think last year was the first year. This was, so the second year of it. So it's a new festival. I heard about it last year. Obviously, we didn't have any film that was new to put into it. So when it came up this year, I thought, yeah, I'll submit. What the hell? I mean, it's a local festival, so we won't have far to drive. So it's not going to hurt.
Local where?
Local in Godfrey, Illinois.
Okay.
The Lewis and Clark.
Beautiful Lewis and Clark. Campus.
Gorgeous. Which, holy cow. I was blown away just by the campus.
Yeah, me too.
No, that's one of the most underrated community college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, community college in the metro area.
It looks like a university.
It really does.
Cobblestone, marble, fountains. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's not what I expected, kind of a slab building, 70s, mm-hmm. you know, built in the 70s looking place, but it wasn't all. It was really a beautiful campus.
Basement bar film?
No. Not like the other film festival.
No. Oh, so they can be in nice settings.
Yeah. No, and hey, I appreciate the other.
No,
the
I agree. Last I'm one. Just, I make fun.
But no, anyway, Kevin Edwards, the festival director, happened to be at the Red Knight screening. And he said, you know, hey, I'm Kevin. I run the Always Late TV Movie Awards festival. It was great that he came out to support us, you know, way before the festival or anything. So I think I did talk to him that night, and because I asked him, yeah, we did submit to that, and what did you think of Red Knight? And he kind of said, well, I think you have a pretty good shot of it getting in. So which was awesome.
Yeah.
Because as I mentioned before, I mean, we have been rejected just like every filmmaker, right? Been rejected to many film festivals. And it has nothing to do with the quality of your film. I mean, sometimes I guess it does. But, you know, film festivals, it's a tough game and they have limited space. So it's always an honor to get into one.
Yeah.
It is, and this particular one, it wasn't just local. I mean, it was local to us, but it was an international film festival.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw on the thing.
It features was, and shorts.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a great, I guess, he had a great eclectic kind of, like, program, I guess, for the stuff he was showing. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bunch of, you know, great movies there. Saw a couple of them. Saw Adam Boster's film, Shakespeare's Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Sam and Joanna Hodges' film, Redhead. And then a bunch of shorts. You know, it was a good time. Yeah. Lots of filmmakers. I mean, lots of connections. It was a really classy setup.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect after the last one. And, you know, we've both been to a number of film festivals locally and abroad. And some of them were really cool and some were just kind of mediocre. And this one, to be honest, it kind of blew me away because I didn't know what we were getting into. And just where they're showing the movies, the theater was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
The setup was amazing. The sound was good. Everything was good. I'm not saying this to blow smoke up their ass because we won awards, but it was just it's a really good space, and I encourage any other filmmaker out there to submit to this one next time it comes around because you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, they really treated people really well. It was first class all the way, so yeah, I'd absolutely say that. Yeah, if you hear about it and you're thinking about submitting, submit to it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later when it comes around next year for sure. Now, I wasn't able to make it, but the pictures I saw, it looked like they try to set it up like a Hollywood event, right? From the red carpet kind of atmosphere with the pictures to the awards.
It was ran like a Golden Globes awards.
Okay, that's what the pictures came across to me like, and that's what I've heard some feedback on. So really taking the filmmakers and the audience and that into account for an experience.
They sure did. It's still young, like Greg has said. It's only 2 years old, but it ran like they've been doing it for a while. I mean, Kevin was the guy running it, but he had the two hosts. He had, you know,
multiple hosts, more than two.
Side shows in between the introduction of the films. They talked about some of the films during the awards. They'd have the video of whatever award, whatever.
Like you would think on an Academy Awards night or something.
Yeah,
like
show that. A clip of the film that was nominated.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very cool.
If I have one complaint, and I do, it has nothing to do with Kevin or the festival or anything. It's that the attendance could have been better. But, I mean, that's indie film, man.
Right.
People don't give two shits about going to see indie film if they don't have any involvement in it.
Yeah, we know Kevin went out on, you know, radio and different TV stations and posted all over. So I think the reason that is it is so new and people don't really quite know about it yet. But I think if the word gets out of how incredible it was, people might want to partake in a little more.
Yeah, hopefully. But, I mean, I just know from trying to get people to our own events, you know, as I've said this I don't know how many times, when people say, oh, we might make it, yeah, we're going to try, they're not going to show up.
Right.
Anything other than, yes, I will be there, is a no. Anything.
So, I know we talked about having Kevin on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got 1,000 questions I want to ask you guys now about that, but I'll save them for him because I'm wondering about what was the attendance last year versus this year? Because if he had a 50% increase, then he did do his job, right?
Oh, no, I'm not saying he didn't do his job. I'm just saying it is a tough sell, man.
No, I know, but he's building it.
Yeah.
And all we can do is, as independent filmmakers in that community, is help him do that next year.
Yeah, just talk about it, support it,
go
out and see some movies. And it was also all free.
Free.
Like food and beer.
It was free to watch the movies. Food was free.
To go get dressed up, get fancied up.
The drinks were like, I don't know, $2 for a beer or something like that. It was, you know,
reasonable.
Yeah, and they had a legit red carpet and a, you know, backdrop, and they had they had lots of camera people there locally and from St. Louis who, you know, put in the newspapers and posted things and interviews. It's really, really pretty cool, man. I didn't know what to expect when I got there. And, you know, be honest, when I first got there, they started doing the bits. I was like, oh, man.
What I'm walking into?
Yeah. But then as it kept going, I was like, I see what they're doing now. I see what they're going for. And I was really impressed by the amount of talent they had to do. What they did is great all around. It's a fun experience.
And they had, like, video clips that accompanied the bits on stage, and
it was a production, right?
It was a production.
He did a good job producing an event to make everybody else feel comfortable, and all you had to do is participate.
Yes,
and go watch it.
And they did some sort of magic trick, which I still don't know how the hell they got that to work. I don't know what it was.
It's another act came and
yeah, it was like they went around and I participated in that. They asked like random audience members a number from like 1 to 69. And then that was going to appear on this lottery ticket, right? And all these people, including me, gave them a number. And I just pulled a number, you know, out of nowhere. And then they had the lottery ticket with all the numbers on there. Now, I didn't see someone writing those numbers down, so I don't know how that worked. So
wait, I don't get it either.
The lottery ticket, so they had for five numbers, like Powerball ticket.
Exactly like that.
And every number that somebody called was on that ticket.
Yes.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I know, yeah, right? And I don't know. Maybe I don't know how it works. Maybe they lied about what was on the ticket.
It's,
but
it's magic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So let's dive into some of this. That we got some serious, serious heavy hardware sitting on the table right now.
I know.
I picked that up. That looked foam in the pictures, and then I finally got to see it here.
No, that's metal, man.
It's a real deal.
So let's talk about this a little bit, because I know we went into it as going, yeah, we got a good movie,
yeah,
right? You know, we've won some, we've lost some. You know, you go to these things and you kind of do what you do. And you guys got to get ready to present next year, right? Because don't the people who win
present they do it? Right? I don't know. But we knew we were up. We were at least in the running for.
You said four? Six awards.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? You said because you said 1-3 lost.
Yeah, we were in the running for best actress, best actor, best director, best cinematography, best score, and best picture.
Yep. So. I wasn't actually there, guys.
Best picture and also best horror feature.
Okay.
So I guess seven.
Oh, seven total. Wow, yeah. That's nice.
That we were nominated for, which is cool.
No, that's completely. So who wants to jump into this?
Well, the first award that was presented was actually the best director of a feature film. And the winner, I'm sitting behind Chris and his girlfriend, and I'm like, ugh. Come on. And again, they show each clip of each movie, a little clip, and it's just done really well. And I'm sitting behind Chris. I'm like, God, man, I hope it's Greg. I hope it's Greg. I hope it's Greg. And they call Greg his name. I'm like, fuck yeah. You know, I didn't say fuck, but I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I was more excited than he was at the time because I think he was a little stunned. And why don't you take it from there? How you felt when that happened?
Oh, I mean, trust me, I've been doing this stuff in St. Louis, and we've gone to the local festivals here since, 2000? The very first filmmaker showcase was in 2000, so it's, 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I am used to locally losing out every year.
Okay.
So for six of our seven features, we have won a total of three awards. And I think four, if you count...
In St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say you've won more than that.
Yeah, and just in St. Louis. And I think four, if you count, Game of the Year won sort of a best specialty feature one year, which was very cool, the Midrash Award, which was a new award that year. But I remember that year, I was not even going to go to the festival because I'm like, we're not going to win anything. And Chris Clark, who used to be the artistic director of Cinema St. Louis, he's like, are you going to the award show? I'm like, no. He said, you should go. I'm like... Okay. Point is, it's been a lot more losses than wins locally for whatever reason.
Was it Best Director Award on that one?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, when they called Best Director, I was like, did not expect to win.
Right.
You know, because I'm so used to locally not winning anything. So I was, you know, a little bit shocked, like, hey, wow, that's me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Went up there and made a... made a brief speech and then went in the back and they interviewed you and it was
So who was the guy in the picture with the suit with the prisoner suit?
Oh,
what was that all about?
Keith Brake, another local filmmaker.
Okay.
They did a little bit.
They did a little bit
on the stage before Greg came out.
I gotcha.
And he presented the award actually.
Yeah. I gotcha. So they backed off like you would presenters.
They just finished a movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. He came in character.
Okay.
For his character in the movie, which was a prisoner.
Yeah.
In an orange jumpsuit. And they came out and did a really good job of presenting the award to Chris.
That's funny. So that's what we're seeing behind you in that picture. That's great.
Yeah, he seems like a real nice guy.
Though. Yeah. No.
But yeah, it was awesome. It was great to win and unexpected.
Cool. Congratulations. Congratulations to all of us, actually.
Yeah. And his speech was pretty good, too. You know, he gave... Hats off to everybody. I know I forgot a few things, but Yeah, that was the first when Chris comes walking back and carrying the heavy trophy.
Yeah.
They're
heavier than they look.
All smiles, gave him a hug, and sat back down because we're still in the middle of the show. And I can tell he's kind of on cloud nine the rest of the night just from that.
Yeah. Sure. Thing. Yeah, that's a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a good testament to what you were able to accomplish. You had to go to Illinois to get it.
Yep. And then the next award was for Best Actress.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, come on. Because I know what a killer job Jackie did in the movie.
And I knew who she was up against because I'd seen one of the movies the night before, and there's some hard competition right there that she was up against.
Yeah. No, I imagine the quality, even from the director standpoint, was probably pretty stiff,
too. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Because
it is stiff competition for sure.
And I just, you know, kind of felt like they were going to call her name.
Yeah.
And, you know, she wasn't there. But they did.
Nice.
So I went up and I said something along the lines that, you know, Jackie Kelly is such a good actress that actually I am Jackie Kelly.
Oh, man. Good one, Greg.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Quick on
man.
My feet, baby.
I'm glad you won director. We don't know what you would have said.
I know. Who knows?
Like Marlon Brando, you probably wouldn't have gone up there at all.
Yeah.
So did you go back for the interview after that as well?
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
That went fine. You know, same thing. I just basically talked up Jackie and said all, you know, like, hey, she's awesome, great to work with, you know, great actress, well-deserved. So, you know, it was, again, just a great all-around experience.
Yeah. What's he going to do with those interviews? Because you're saying you guys went backstage like they do with the Oscars.
Yeah, so
you had a little piece.
I know on his website, the Always Late TV website, he has last year's up.
Oh, nice.
So you can watch the entire thing. I think they added it somewhat to make it flow a little.
Yeah, of course. Know?
But, yeah, it probably will be out somewhere eventually.
Okay.
We'll probably share it when it comes out.
No, that's cool. So now, got two in the bag.
Yeah.
That's some hardware, man.
Is the next one right in order here? Is it bang, bang, bang?
Or? Yeah, next one's Best Actor.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking, Brock?
Well, I just put my head down. Because we watched all the things, and they picked out some really good clips from every movie.
Yeah.
With the acting. And, again, there's some... I'm not patting my own back here, but there's some stiff competition because I'd seen some of the stuff. And there's some solid movies and solid actors. Some of them are kind of known actors, actually. I mean, not A-listers or anything, but, you know, people with the names behind them. So, I didn't know what to think. I didn't know if they're going to go, well, okay, this guy's a known actor. We want to make sure he wins just because, you know, it'll bring more eyeballs to the next one.
Right.
But I knew that everybody in our movie had done a solid job. So I was like, well, let's see what happens here. Here we go. And they did call my name. I didn't even get out of my chair for a second.
No, motherfucker sat there. I jumped up. Yeah. And he's still sitting there.
And I couldn't believe it.
No.
I was like, oh, shit. I hadn't prepared anything. So this is the first nomination I'd had for a movie. Because I've done a lot of supporting roles and, you know, all kinds of... But as a lead actor, this is probably
one of the
first
big ones. And usually in these festivals like this, they don't do supporting role, right? They don't go down in the nitty-gritty.
No, generally.
Right, yeah.
What really surprised me is, well, after I heard my name, I was like, wow, they picked a horror film for a best actor. Because it wasn't just best horror actor, you know, it was best film.
Right.
Actor, best film director, you know. I get up there and I'm kind of getting a little emotional walking up because usually the hard work that any of us put into anything never gets noticed.
Right.
Not just us, but independent filmmakers in general hardly ever gets noticed, you know, and I've been doing this a while. So I think I kind of said the same thing when I got up there. I get up there and I get the award from Kevin, then I walk up to the podium and give a speech, and I think I said, holy shit, or something along those lines, because I didn't prepare anything, obviously.
I
you know? Even if I knew I was going to win, I still wouldn't have prepared anything, because you don't want to be that guy.
Right.
Come out and list of shit. I understand why people do it, because they don't want to forget people, and they want to stay on track.
I agree. At any level, I agree with what you're saying.
But I had, I really didn't have nothing, except for, I don't even know exactly what I said. I mean, I started talking, and had a pretty good response, and mostly I think I gave accolades to everybody else, I think, because it's true. I mean, you can't get a best anything award without the people around you. So, I kind of had a lump in my throat for part of it, and that doesn't usually happen. But you know, you get those moments where something kind of hits you one way or another for one reason or another. And I took it all in, you know, right there in front of everybody, which is a little bit embarrassing, but I think people would see that it was just real, you know, there wasn't any bullshit.
No, it is. It is real, especially when you put the hard work in, you got a good film, and you're recognized for it. I think that's the key behind it.
It is.
Yeah. It is. That's it justified what we did in a sense of getting three top awards, really, from acting and then directing. Getting that is justification from this grind, right? We talk about the grind every freaking week.
And sure, it's not the Oscars, it's not the Golden Globes, it's just a local little festival, but it still feels good.
But it's your peers.
Yeah.
That's their peers at the Oscars, right? Mm-hmm. That's their peers at the whatever awards, right? It's your peers.
Sure.
And somewhere, shape, or form, some peers decided that our little thing that we did and how you guys stood out amongst your peers counted.
Yeah, I mean, even the interview in the back, I think she asked me, you know, what was my favorite part of, you know, being an actor on Red Knight. And, you know, I said, man, there's lots of fun stuff when you're making a movie. You know, you got those, you know, gunshots and running and chasing all the crazy stuff. But it's those, the reason I got nominated and chosen to be best actor was those little moments, those little tender moments you have with, you know, within the movie. And those are kind of my favorite moments, to be honest. You're connecting with another actor or actors, and you get to have those real fake moments. That's what acting's all about.
Right.
And that's really where it was at. So it's really cool.
I think that's really awesome. I'm going to read one of the judge notes here. Oh, talk about that a little bit before I read this, Chris, because you were blown away by this a little bit. I think your response on Facebook and stuff was...
Absolutely was.
Yeah. So talk about what we're talking about.
So as I've said, I have submitted... I don't know how many festivals over the years, but it's been a lot, and we've been rejected a shit ton, just like every filmmaker is, right? Every indie filmmaker submits to tons of festivals, and yeah, I've submitted to Sundance, and been without any chance or hope of getting in. I long since gave up that for stuff like Red Knight. I'm not going to mess around with festivals like that, but anyway, submitted to a lot, got into a few, and sometimes... When you get rejected, you don't even hear anything back. You pay your $50 or $75, and you don't even know if you got in the festival until the festival's underway, right? And that is just horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
That just feels bad, right? And then we've gotten other festivals and won some stuff and then not won some stuff, but one thing we have never gotten ever, and I didn't even... I realized that I saw that this was... a consideration for this festival, but I forgot about it, is they give feedback.
Right.
And I was blown away by that. Even if all the feedback would have been negative, I would have been like, awesome, we actually got feedback.
Like how they score the films.
Yeah, how they scored it, and it was independent. They didn't give you the judge's name. All judges were identified by a marker.
Yeah.
So nobody can solicit them, nobody can, like, try to bribe them, whatever you want to say there.
Or so someone can, you know...
Right, manipulate or...
Or get angry at them and give them threats or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
People do that shit.
Sure.
But I thought that was extremely interesting, and the fact of how quick they turned it around.
Oh, yeah.
And how professional it looks. I'm looking at the notes now. I'm going to read this one here, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
This was from Judge number B. Letter B.
Judge B.
Letter B. And there was three, A, B, and C. And I thought it was like this judge
gave you an A. I didn't read these. I just saw the outcome.
This judge gave you a B. This judge gave you a C.
Oh, you didn't read the judge's notes?
I didn't read any of the notes, no.
So I'll try to get through this here. It says, Red Knight at Skies was as close to flawless as you can get.
Yeah.
I know nothing is perfect, but I tried to watch this critically and couldn't find things that I disliked about it. Checked all my boxes. I've seen enough films that felt uninspired, and this was a breath of fresh air. Big props to Chris Grega and his team for making an action-packed drama and comedy in just the right doses. So that was one comment from... That was a feedback from somebody else. So I loved what... who's the owner of the film festival? Who
wrote Kevin Edwards.
Kevin. He wrote something at the end that said, you know, something about his dad talking about Red Knight and kept bringing it up because his dad watched it with him. And I'm just like, okay, this is cool.
Because why don't you read the scores?
You never... I mean, there's a lot of scores here, Brock.
Oh, I mean, just...
You have the same email?
I just saw the overall scores. Probably
gonna have a hard time getting out of here with his head being so big.
I guess I just saw the overall scores.
Go
back and read the email.
Okay.
I mean, this particular person gave us. This person, Judge B, gave us all tens. So that probably wasn't the best one to read. They loved us, but this one was.
What were they judging, real quick?
Absolutely. So it was on creativity.
Okay.
Cinematography. Writing, performances, pacing, sound, music. So each one had different, for the awards, obviously. So performances were a couple in there. You know, directing probably was overall. You know, movie was overall. Different things on how you scored on some of these. So 10s out of 10s, a lot of 9s and 10s. But I see why sound and music maybe didn't, you know, those were some of our 9s out of 10s. But most of the stuff is 10s out of 10. Cinematography, 9 out of 10. But you can't win them all.
No. And the main point is it is awesome to get really glowing praise. That makes you feel really good. But more important than that is just getting any feedback whatsoever.
Yeah, you learn from it. Yeah.
And that is incredibly rare. Mm-hmm. Normally, you spend your money and either you get in the festival or you don't, and you win an award or you don't, and then that's it. That's the end of the story.
No.
And you never know what people really thought.
This was professionally done. It was like, he's got movie clips in there. He's got pictures of our movie on the thing. It's really professional.
Maybe I should look at this email again.
Maybe, bro.
I'll do it.
Okay, there's a couple more emails that you probably need to read in there, too.
I guess so.
No, but congratulations, fellas, to all of us, especially you, Jackie, Brock, you Chris. Too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It took the team to do it all, man.
We crushed it. 50th episode.
Yeah.
Celebrating awards. Not a coincidence that this is all kind of coming together.
That's right.
So now we got to...
Well, and also the award, I do got to say that these are real awards. They're made, handcrafted.
Oh, they're like welded back here? They're tech welded. So that's like...
It's a thing. They took time to do this. They give a shit about what they're putting out, and they care about the movies. And it showed from the production of it all the way to the award and the after party, and not to, I don't want to gloss over the networking end of this as well. So there's different filmmakers from all over the place, and we get to meet a few. Some are kind of local and some are not, and we all become friends on the social media platforms, sure. And we all pulled for each other. We all congratulated each other. It was such camaraderie there. It was amazing. There was no ill will towards this or that.
Well, okay, there's one exception to that. And you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. So there was a short film that won from People Out of Town.
Okay.
And their acceptance speech went on for about 20 minutes.
Was it? Oh, they were there?
No.
It was videoed.
That was videoed. So they knew they won prior to?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But they went on for about 20 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Their acceptance was probably longer than their movie.
Yes.
I'm not joking.
And I think they finally just cut it off.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's great.
I think Greg got up and got a beer.
Went to the bathroom, got a beer. And it was still going. I mean,
that is beautiful.
Yeah, there's just two people talking about.
No,
stuff.
I think that's awesome. I mean,
that's horrible.
It's their night. It's their moment.
I mean, I know
they didn't have to accept it.
No, but there was two other filmmakers. They got this. They won.
Did they turn on the music like they do at the Oscars?
Two other filmmakers won.
They do.
And they were both like, "Hey, awesome! Thanks a lot. Glad we won. Thanks, Kevin."
Yeah.
And that was it. Bam! They were out. That's what you got to do, man. You'd stand up there for half an hour.
No, if they were alive, they wouldn't have done that.
I want to thank my Uncle Steve. I want to thank my piano teacher.
If I win an award, I'm going to be like, this is for Greg. I'm going to keep talking, buddy. Put the clock on me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think get up there, say your thing, and then
I don't
split.
Think they were being funny. They were just probably talking. They weren't in the atmosphere of that. Dude, they were on videotape.
It was horrible.
It was literally 20 minutes.
Congratulations to them. I'd like to see their comments.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
All right, that's
true. But I know what you're saying. It was probably uncomfortable and they kept talking and you're just like, when is this thing going
to
end?
It wasn't just us. I mean, people next to us.
No, I get it. And they're not there and it's on videotape.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, what is going on here?
I know, man. Just make it short and sweet.
How was the short film?
I didn't even see that.
Oh, you weren't there.
I don't remember the short film at all. I remember the speech.
I remember the speech. Yeah. I guarantee it was longer than the film.
That's right.
I guarantee.
No, no, no.
But that wasn't any ill will towards anybody. But you know, the after party meeting everybody and talking with everybody, because there were 21 or 22 awards handed out that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we were up for, like I said, 5 or 6 or 7. I forget how many, but
like 7.
Okay, and we took 3 of the big ones, you know. Yeah. So we're pretty happy about that, and we've met up and talked to new filmmakers, or not new to us.
New to us,
right?
And just, you know, we want them to win. And they want us to win. I mean, it's competition, yeah, when it's the same festival, but it's still, you want them to win. You want them to do as good as they can do. You know, they're not hurting you because they're doing well. You know, they make you better by winning because you want to win the next time.
Right, so. But it's not about winning the awards. It's about making the best movie possible.
I mean, winning in general.
Right. No. I agree. It's one way to justify, right, just like sales dollars are, just like other things are, to justify. But like you said, even if you wouldn't have won, you still would have got the connections.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We still would have stayed and talked to people for sure.
To bring this back around, though, you know, and that's probably what you said, Brock, is connecting with people, right? Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason why we started Indie Film Sucks podcast. Yeah. That's why we started bringing on guests.
It's true.
This year, we've really gone outside of our, not even comfort zone, just doing things we know we need to do, connecting with that film, I guess, community more. And these things, going and supporting these things, putting our films in them and going to more. It's probably more festivals we've been to. You probably go to more than I do, but as far as like being involved with them, we even put it in the show filmmaker showcase now, right?
We did.
Yeah, see, we came around to that.
We don't know if we're in it.
Yeah, no, but you submitted.
We submitted.
You submitted. But I think that's what's important about what we're trying to do on Indie Film Sucks, bringing people closer together, going to these film festivals, congratulating people, connecting, and making the St. Louis independent film community bigger, better, and then hopefully expanding that out. So that's what I got. What else did we talk about, Chris?
Oh, well.
Got anything to say?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Talk about the highs.
We're going to talk about the highs, the lows, and the in-betweens. True independent filmmaking on the Indie Film Sucks podcast, brought to you by 88mm Productions. Social, whatever, it's out there. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Like and follow.
This is Indie Film Sucks, but sometimes it doesn't suck so much.
That's right. This is what you do it for, right? These little pieces of metal spray painted with some texture on there because you don't drop it. Yeah.
All right. Good night.
Cheers. I do it for the whiskey.
Indie Film Sucks. Indie Film Sucks. It's the Indie Film Sucks podcast.